you stop right there, Edward Grundy.
Wait, hang on a minute.
Oh, I don't know it. You don't listen to a word I say to you, do you?
Of course I do.
Oh, yeah? And that's why you're still feeding them Swedes to the cows.
Well, can I just explain?
No, I told you there'd been complaints.
Yeah, I know you told me.
You said you've been feeding the cattle Swedes. I told you to stop it. There's nothing to explain.
If you just give me a chance.
I turn up 2 days late and you carried on doing it behind me back.
Behind your back? Of course I'm not.
Do you think I said all that on Friday for the good of me health?
Look, I'm not some ignorant kid, Mike.
Well, you're behaving like one.
Of course I listened to what you had to say, and I asked Grandad for his advice.
Oh, great. You can't run this herd like he ran his 50 years ago.
I'm not.
Look, I know what I'm talking about. I was running an operation like this years before you was born.
Grandad knows his stuff.
Are you saying I don't?
No. No, all I'm saying is I was trying to find a way to use the Swedes. Otherwise, it's just throwing money away.
Oh, typical Grundy talk, that. Anything to save a few bob here and there. Meanwhile, the old show goes down the plug hole.
Well, that's not fair. As if I'd put Oliver's business and my job at risk, or yours.
Well, that's just what you're doing.
Look, Grandad said that if I halved the ration and fed it to them straight after milking...
You don't get it, do you? Right, where's Oliver?
He's had to go over the hunt, Ken.
Well, I came over to sort out a time for our monthly meeting.
He said you weren't answering your mobile.
Yeah, the battery's flat. How long's he going to be?
Well, I don't know. Look, I'll give it to the end of the week.
Sure, yeah? What? After everything I just said?
I'm sure Grandad's right.
And I ain't willing to take the chance. I'll catch up with Oliver later.
Yeah, I'll talk to him about it myself.
Too right you will. And he'll say the same as me. Forget the Swedes and get some proper feed.
Hello, Lizzie. Are we having Yorkshires?
We are.
Lovely. What time are we eating?
I'm putting the joint in half an hour. It'll give me time to tidy up a bit. About 1:30?
I won't be late.
Why? Where are you going?
I need a word with Oliver about the hunt tomorrow.
Can't you ring him?
Oh, but it's a lovely morning. Spring's in the air.
It was more like rain to me.
I've got my cape.
That horrid orange thing. Nigel, you look like a traffic cone on wheels.
But it keeps me dry.
If you took the car, you could be there and back within the hour. And you'd be dry.
Do you want me for anything in particular?
I don't. I know Edgar wanted to talk bedding plants and summer bulbs with you.
Well, that'll keep till after lunch, surely.
I suppose so.
Unless you want to pick up Lily and Freddie after church.
No, they're going back to Glebe Cottage.
Fair enough.
Freddie's organised a draughts tournament for himself, Lily and Dad, apparently.
Oh, he'll love that.
So will Dad.
I meant Phil.
Oh.
Are they staying for lunch, then?
No, Mum and Dad are off to Auntie Chris's for lunch. Dad said he'd drop the children off first.
So...
Oh, go on, you get off.
Excellent. I'll see you about one, then.
Hi.
You finished?
Yeah, for this morning. You?
Just one set of twins and a stillbirth this morning.
Do you fancy a coffee?
Oh, yeah, that sounds good, thanks. Then I'll take another lot of the lambs up to Marnie's.
I'd better put the traction away then.
Well, I'll do it if you like.
Okay, thanks. I'll get the kettle on.
Great. Listen, I was thinking.
Yeah?
You know that wire fence between Wormits and Longfield?
I know it needs sorting before we put any stock back in there.
Yeah, I agree. But I've got another idea for there.
Yeah?
Why don't we plant a hedge as well? There used to be one there ages ago.
You're right, I've seen it in the photo at your mum's.
Yeah, either Dad or Grandad grubbed it out. I want to put it back.
Oh, right.
Well, what do you think?
Okay. If that's what you want to do.
It is.
Okay. Fine.
Yes, it's jolly brave of him volunteering to give up alcohol for Lent.
Well, it's more like Dad got volunteered, really.
Yes, I know.
It's all down to Lily and Bellamy.
Quite.
Shaming each other into it.
And now neither of them can back out, of course.
Well, if they did, they'd have to give 50 quid to the vicar's charity.
Not sure I could go without wine for that long.
Well, the jury's still out on Dad. Mum's collected loads of sponsorship for this urban fund of the vicar's, though.
Yes, yes, I know. I've signed the forms. Are they in now?
Well, Mum will be. Dad's doing a car boot.
Oh, I wanted a quick word about the ha-ha.
Well, I'm giving him a hand this afternoon. If you want, I could pass a message on.
I'd like to know whether he'll be cracking on with the work tomorrow.
Well, I'll ask. Well, I know he's pretty busy this week, though.
Well, I'm sure, but I'd like to keep up the momentum. If it's feasible, I'd like to take the fence down by midweek.
Well, you'll need to sort that out with him, then. I know he's milking a couple of days at Brookfield, and well, then from Wednesday he'll be covering for me.
Oh, off on holiday?
No, a business trip with Oliver. To Paris.
Ooh, Paris?
Yeah, we're off to SEMA. Is that agricultural fair?
I'm sure Oliver will make sure you see some of the city, too.
Oh, I hope so.
Hello, Lizzie.
Hi. Hello, Ed.
Hey, all right.
Hi, you two.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Daddy.
What are you doing here?
Dad's car wouldn't start.
Oh, dear. But what about lunch?
Don't worry. Eileen's keeping an eye on the roast.
Daddy,
mm-hmm?
I won the jazz tournament.
Because she cheated.
I didn't.
You did.
Did not. You're just so...
Yeah, all right, that's enough. Come on, sit back.
Oh, dear.
Put the window up or you'll let the rain in. Oh, I hope it clears up later or they'll be like this all afternoon.
I'll find something for them to do.
Oh, I hated being indoors when I was little.
How are you, Ed?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Can I offer you a lift?
Nah, you're all right.
Sure?
Yeah, thanks. Now I'm going to call in at the Bull, see Fallon.
We won't melt, will we, Ed?
Yeah, how come you're on your bike in this weather anyway?
I know, intrepid, isn't he?
I've given the car up.
What, for Lent?
Forever.
Blimey.
I'm going to live a bit greener now.
Oh, good on you. It's hard enough to give things up for yourself, never mind other people.
How's Eddie managing?
Well, Mum's had to put a padlock on the side of the shed, if that's anything to go by.
Oh, dear.
Nah, she's just trying to make sure he does it.
Of course.
Especially since it's for charity. Nah, she'd be gutted if he let everyone down. Well, he'd feel so bad about it.
Yeah, I suppose he would.
Nah, it's a big thing, giving up something you find hard to do without. And it takes a lot of bottle. Still, you got to support something like that, haven't you? Yeah?
You ready to eat?
Oh, I'm starving.
Okay, 10 minutes and I'll be ready to make the gravy.
All right.
There's a message from Alistair, something about the cricket club dinner.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it'll be to sort out who's picking up the plaque from the engravers.
Oh, is it ready?
Should be.
Oh, right. Well, he didn't say.
I'll give him a ring after lunch.
And Phil rang a little while ago.
Oh?
Car wouldn't start this morning. He wanted to know if you'd pop over and give him a hand.
Yeah, no problem.
That's what I told him you'd say.
Well, there's no hurry, I take it.
Whenever you're ready, he said.
Right, I'll eat first then.
Okay.
I'll ask Josh if he wants to come and help.
Fine.
Hello?
Oh. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, don't ask. Like that, is it? What is it about people, eh? Why can't they just do as you say?
If I knew the answer to that one, I'd write a book and make a mint.
What's up? No, forget I mentioned it. I'll get it sorted. Look, I come over with these for the parish council meeting.
Oh, right, yeah, the maypole.
Yeah, look, I've done a bit of research. I spoke to a mate of mine in Waterley Cross. They built one a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And there's the pictures I printed off the internet. Give you an idea what it looks like.
Mm.
Looks interesting.
It does. What about the base?
Oh, I can get a base for one of them big wooden garden umbrellas from a DIY place. Cast iron, something heavy like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, that should hold it. I've put it in the costings. There.
All right, great.
So, what do you reckon? Think it'll go through?
Well, can't make any promises.
No, I know.
But I can't see any reason for it to be rejected. You know, it's a good community project. The PC still has funds for that sort of thing.
Oh, cheers.
I'd offer you a coffee, Mike, but we're just about to eat.
Oh, no, you're right, Miss Hanks. There's someone I've got to see, so I'll get off.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, I'll go and set the table.
Ruth.
Yeah?
Listen, about the hedging idea.
Oh, what about it?
Well, it's just that you didn't seem too enthusiastic.
No, it's a good idea.
Yeah?
Of course.
Good. Well, you know, I thought might be something we could do together. You know, plan it, plant it, watch it grow.
Oh. Oh, I see. Okay.
So would you like to help?
Of course. Well, we can't plant it yet, obviously. But we could start the research.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Great.
So we'll meet at 10 on the Bull Forecourt.
Lord, is that time?
I hope I haven't made you late.
No. But I'd better be on my way.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow then.
Oh, Oliver, you got a minute?
Yes, of course.
Right.
Oh, Nigel.
It's hello and goodbye, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I've got to shoot.
Right.
Well,
bye.
What can I get you?
Badge, is it?
No, I ain't got the time.
Well, in that case, what can I do for you?
It's about these Swedes Ed's feeding the cattle.
Uh-huh.
It's tainting the milk. I told him it's got to stop, and he's taken no notice.
Hold your horses, Mac. Taint?
He ain't told you.
Well, he hasn't mentioned it specifically, no.
Now, why does that not surprise me?
So what's the problem?
Well, if you'd been a dairy farmer, you'd know. Give cows Swedes, it taints the milk.
Ah, I see. Badly?
Well, I've already had complaints from one or two customers that the milk tastes, you know, funny.
Really?
Well, don't worry, I've reassured them and I knocked a bit off the bill.
Good.
But I promise them it won't happen again.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, but I made that promise after I spoke to Ed on Friday and told him he had to ditch the Swedes. The problem is, he ain't.
Huh? He's continuing to feed the Swedes, mm-hmm. Against your express advice.
That's exactly what he's doing. Damaging our milk business.
I see. I say I find it difficult to believe.
I saw it myself.
No. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not doubting what you're telling me, Mike.
The thing is, he's so desperate to prove to you how good he is, but he's got that Grundy mindset, that corner-cutting, quick-fix, blinkered mentality.
Why? I am surprised he's ignored your advice.
Yeah.
But, thanks very much for putting me in the picture.
So what now? I mean, I ain't prepared to stand by while my livelihood whirls down the plug hole.
No, you leave it with me. I'm milking this afternoon, but I'll get hold of him first thing in the morning and tackle him about it. Yeah, you can rely on me, Mike.
Debbie Aldridge.
Morning, Debbie.
Oh, hi, Dad.
How are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. You?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Good.
Have you had a chance to get back to Ketchkamate yet?
Not yet, no, but there are a couple of other places a bit near I want to look at first.
Oh, yeah?
Look, Dad, can I give you a call later on in the week about all this?
Well, I'd rather like to talk to you today, if possible.
Oh?
A few things I'd like to discuss with you.
I've only just got back into the office and I've got a meeting with a farm manager in a couple of minutes, so...
All right, no problem. Look, I'll call you back. When's convenient for you?
What about just before lunch, your time? I'll make sure I'm back in the office.
Oh, that's fine. Between 12 and 1?
Yeah, okay, Dad. Yeah, we'll speak then.
Ed?
Morning, Oliver. Get up there.
I'd like a word, please, when you're ready.
Yeah, I'll be with you in one sec, yeah?
How's it going?
Well, I've nearly done.
Any problems?
Well, there's a couple lame. I'll do their feet after milking.
Right.
Then I thought I'd trim their tails this morning. With any luck, I'll be able to turn them out by the end of the week. Chattox is drying off nicely.
Good.
So are you off about 11?
Yes, we're just going out for the morning. Got to keep hounds exercised.
Oh, right. So is this to do with Mike?
Yes. He spoke to me yesterday lunchtime.
Yeah, he said he would.
He told me that feeding Swedes to the cows has tainted the milk.
Yeah.
And you didn't think to tell me about it?
Well, I wanted to sort it myself if I could.
I see.
I wanted to use my own initiative.
Yes, but you should have told me. I have to know what's going on in my herd, Ed.
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
But I'm more concerned about the consequences to the business. Mike's had complaints.
Yeah, he said.
Well, this can't be allowed to continue.
Look, I'm pretty certain it won't.
So you have changed the cow's diet?
No, I...
You haven't?
But I haven't ignored what Mike said either. I know that's what he thinks, but I asked Grandad about it and we had a talk.
And what did he say?
Well, two things. First, he said I was feeding the Swedes to the cows at the wrong time of day.
Go on.
Well, if they get the Swedes too close to milking, it affects the milk. And I was doing it in the middle of the day.
And now?
Well, now I'm feeding them straight to the cows after morning milking. I've been doing since Saturday.
And what was the second thing?
Well, I've halved the rations from 10 kilos to 5.
And has this made a difference? Have you checked?
Yeah, tasting the milk, it seems good to me.
Hmm. Well, I'd better try it myself, then. Bring me some from this morning's milking when you finish, would you?
Yeah. I'm sure you'll okay it, too, though.
We'll see. But it's not us. It's the customers we have to satisfy, Ed. And if we have any more complaints...
You know how long Grandad was a dairy farmer? He knows his stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he does, but...
Look, can we give it until we come back from Paris on Friday? But you'll see he was right.
Well, let me taste it first. If I think it tastes okay, that's what we'll do. I just hope he knows what he's talking about, though.
Morning, Mike.
Oh, morning, Lillian.
You're not following today?
Nah, not today. I've got things to do.
Oh, haven't you finished your milk round?
My job's a bit more complicated than that these days.
Oh, how's that?
Well, dairy hygiene to start with. There's testing to do for all sorts of moulds and organisms. Lactobacilli.
Oh, stop, darling. You're making my brain hurt.
Oh, sorry.
You're not too busy to do a favour for a damsel in distress, are you?
Well, what's that, then?
Oh, go and give Fallon a nudge, would you?
Oh, all right.
She seems to have missed me out when she was handing round the stirrup cups.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Whiskey'd be nice, but brandy at a push or even...
Orange juice, apple and mango.
Mike, darling, the only good use for fruit is in a jug of Pimm's.
Sorry, Lillian, I can't help you with any of that.
But it's not for the alcohol, Mike.
No?
No, not at all. It's about upholding the traditions of the hunt.
Oh, nice try.
And imbibing something warm to keep out the winter cold.
Well, there's always ginger ale.
Oh, never mind. A fine night you'd make.
We've all seen your pledges up behind the bar.
Oh, good old Sid.
Hey, Easter Sunday's not that far away.
34 days, to be precise.
Oh, dear.
We'll probably be beating a drum for Jesus and saving loose women, too, by now.
Morning!
Oh, morning.
Hello, Brian. Oh, no, Alice.
College.
And didn't you take the morning off? I shall have to have words with my niece.
Not everyone flouts the rules of your ease and elegance, Lillian.
Yeah, well, they'd have a lot more fun if they did.
Eddie's just as narky.
I am not narky, thank you very much.
Oh, of course. The pledge of abstinence.
Yeah, no stirrup cup this morning.
Hadn't we better check your flask?
Oh, no need. I've turned the whole house upside down looking for the key to the drinks cabinet.
Well, I'd probably keep it on my key ring.
Oh, don't worry, I've checked it. You wouldn't believe the pleasure Matt takes in savouring every last drop of his wine at dinner.
Oh, I would.
Never mind. Just think of the good you'll be doing raising all that money for charity.
Yeah. Suppose my liver will be grateful too.
If it doesn't go into shock first.
Right, well, I'm off.
Family keeping well, Mike?
Oh, yeah, fine. Brenda's house hunting at the moment.
Oh, she's moving near to Felpersham. Is she at the university?
Oh, her and Tom have decided to get a place together.
Well, it'd be better for him to stay in the village and handier for the farm.
Yeah. Debbie used to live in one of the holiday cottages, didn't she, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hasn't Jenny got any going spare? She doesn't rent so much this time of year.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
We'll be on the spot, then.
I haven't the faintest. It's not my department, I'm afraid.
Would it be worth Brenda asking, Jennifer?
Think worth a phone call, possibly.
Well, she can only say no.
Oh, cheers, and I'll tell Brenda. Well, I'll see you all later. Oh, there's Oliver. Oliver!
Yeah, bye, Mike.
Morning, Mike!
Ah, oh, morning. Have you got a minute?
Of course.
Well, you know what I'm going to ask.
Yes, I've spoken to Ed.
And you've sorted it?
Yeah. Why don't you come over to Grange Farm later? Say, early afternoon? I'll fill you in.
Oh, right. I'll be there.
So, what's Jenny up to today?
She's off to the supermarket this morning with Jack and Peggy.
What time will she be back?
How long is a piece of string?
Yeah, I know.
It'll depend on how Jack is.
I'm taking him to Underwoods myself on Thursday. A shirt and tie for the cricket club dinner. Who knows if he'll end up going.
Yeah, poor Jack.
I know Mum's written it down for him so he can be reminded. Pinned up in the kitchen.
Yeah, if he remembers to read the note.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well. Good luck for Thursday, anyway. I'd better make a move.
Looks like we'll be moving off soon.
Morning!
Good morning, Master.
Morning. Enjoy your ride.
Thanks. I'm sure we shall.
Bye, Brian.
Will it keep fine, I wonder?
Well, it's got two chances.
It has indeed.
So, you're off to Paris, I hear.
Yep, that's right.
You lucky thing. Any room for a stowaway?
Well, if you don't mind spending all day at close quarters with the Montbelliard.
Well, I might, if I knew what one was.
It's the breed that produces the milk for the Comté cheese.
Ah, French cheeses. Now you're talking my language. Although on second thoughts, I couldn't enjoy it at the minute, not without a large glass of red in the other hand.
Ed and I are thinking we might try making a cheese like that with our Guernseys.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, we'll see. It's early days yet. Right, well, we're all here.
Dad, what was it you wanted to discuss? Is everything okay?
Yes, of course.
And Kate?
Well, as far as I know, she's thriving.
Yeah, pregnancy suits her.
You know what your mother's like. She'd be off buying baby clothes now if she could.
So, what's up?
Well, I've been giving things a lot of thought since I came back from Hungary.
Oh?
Adam wanted to pin me down about the new combine.
Oh, I know, Dad, you said.
Yeah, well, there are a number of things that made me think. I mean, the lambing, for instance. I shouldn't have to do the hands-on stuff at my time of life.
Well, no.
And your mother'd love to spend more time with Kate, especially at a time like this. So, I went to see my accountant to discuss the options.
Your accountant?
Yeah, just to talk things over.
And what did you come up with?
Well, one option is to contract more of the work out, as you said. I mean, that won't be a problem inheritance-wise, as long as things are still run from Home Farm.
Yeah.
Another is to sell Home Farm.
You are joking.
Well, it would fetch a tidy sum.
Well, yeah, but...
And we could give you all a cash settlement.
So what was Adam's reaction to that?
I didn't discuss that with him, actually.
I'll bet. Look, Dad, there's no need to give up completely. Just contract the Arable out. I've always said we could get the work done by someone local and at a good price. The market's very competitive at the moment.
Hmm. And if we sell the combine, I could use the money to buy a place in South Africa. I mean, that would please your mother.
No doubt, but... Well, I thought you'd want to reinvest the money in the business. Use it to develop one of the more productive areas, like the soft fruit.
Well...
Although, the more I think about it, if you and Mum do retire to the sun in South Africa or wherever, it wouldn't be a problem.
I'm not sure about retire, Debbie. More of a little bolt hole.
Yeah, whatever, but I'd be very happy to run Home Farm alongside Adam, as you know.
Yes, but...
Obviously, what I wouldn't do is leave it to him to run on his own.
Debbie...
I keep my work here in Hungary and run the arable on Home Farm as I'm doing now with the estate.
Look, don't get carried away.
Then Adam could focus on the areas he's strongest in. You know, the venison and the soft fruit. That could work very well.
Well, all right, but I mean, as I said, look, I'm just exploring all the options at the moment.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But it's good to hear what you think. Look, I'd better go.
Oh, all right. Just, keep me in the loop, okay?
Don't worry, I will. I'll make sure anything discussed with Adam gets run past you two.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Was that Debbie?
Hmm? Oh, Lillian, hello.
You up to your old tricks again?
Old tricks? What do you mean? What old tricks?
Playing one off against the other.
No. I thought you were out with a hunt.
Oh, it was just for the morning. Got to keep hounds exercised. Look, any sign of my sister?
Last time I saw her, she was taking Tom and Brenda to look at the nest.
Oh, gosh, they were quick off the mark, eh?
Well, I imagine you've got to be these days, with the housing market as it is.
Well, I'll go and have a nosy. See you later.
Yeah.
So I'm being overruled, then?
No, that's not it at all, Mike.
That's exactly what it is, Oliver. You're asking me to watch from the sidelines with me mouth shut and me fingers crossed.
No, all I'm asking is that you give it at least a few days. Ed's absolutely certain Joe's right.
Yeah, but is he?
Well, I've trusted his judgment in other areas.
But the whole enterprise is hanging on this one.
And I have to show Ed that I trust his judgment too. I won't undermine his confidence by countermanding him at every turn. I mean, once I start doing that... I'll have lost a potentially very talented herdsman.
Who's still wet behind the ears.
Who still has a lot to learn, I admit. But with the right guidance and encouragement, he'll do very well for himself.
Yeah, that's all well and good. And nobody wants to see Ed Grundy come good as much as me. For Clary's sake as much as his.
Yeah, of course.
But at the end of the day, it's my business too. And it's me that's on the front lines.
Yes, I know that.
I'm the one customers complain to. I'm the one who's got to defend something I don't even believe in.
And I appreciate it's not an easy task.
I just hope they don't start cancelling their orders altogether. It's all too easy for them to get their milk at the supermarket.
Yes, I know.
And once one or two do it, the whole thing could snowball. It don't take long for word to get around.
We'll just have to hold our nerve.
Yeah. Well, if I lose one single customer, it'll be in serious trouble, I can tell you that.
Hi, Ed. Susan's not here, I'm afraid. She must have shut for lunch.
You're kidding.
I think she must have shut a bit early. I've missed it too.
Oh, never mind. I'll come back when I finish my packing.
All set?
Yeah, more or less.
Just wanted a new toothbrush.
Your granddad told me all about your trip.
Oh, did he?
He was in the garden sowing his broad beans and spring cabbage.
And he made you stand in the cold while he talked about milking machinery and French cattle breed, yeah?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, he's been telling everyone, Cathy. It's embarrassing. He should have just put an advert in the Echo.
Oh, he's very proud of you.
Yeah, I know.
When'd you go?
Oh, in the morning. Oliver booked it on the internet, so I ain't got the full details yet.
Will you manage to fit in any sightseeing?
Well, we might have Tom on Friday. Fair finishes on Thursday, but we don't fly back till the day after.
Oh, you'll have a great time.
Yeah, we should do.
And you won't have any worries about the farm if Joe and your dad's covering it for you.
No, they just have to remember all my instructions, that's all. I'm sure they will, though.
Of course they will, they're old hands.
Yeah.
Must admit, I did taste the taint myself in the milk. Mike said it was feeding Swedes to the cows.
Don't worry, I've sorted it.
Good.
Just hope I get to see Dad to remind him before I go. He's really busy, what with milking at Brookfield as well as his own work.
And he seems to be doing a good job of the Har-Har at Lower Luxley.
That's a stupid name, isn't it?
Yeah, although that's where I should be getting back to. Although I'm not really inspired at the moment.
Oh, I thought I heard voices.
Oh, hello, Susan. Hello, George. Mm.
Say hello to Cathy, Georgie. Come on, say hello.
You're not shy, are you? You are getting to be a big boy.
Oh, tell me about it. He's gone through 2 pairs of shoes in 6 months. Ooh. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Susan.
Not inspired to do what?
Just the shop at Lower Loxley. I had some really good ideas to reorder it, and they wouldn't have cost that much.
Mm, some bosses can't see further than the bottom line, can they?
Well, I'm not sure that...
Whereas I'm lucky. Mr. Woolley gives me pretty much a free hand.
We were just saying you closed early, and this must be why. Is it your fault, George? Are you hungry?
Always, always hungry. No, Emma's gone to the dentist, so she asked me to mind him for her. I'm just taking him home for lunch.
Hello, George. Hello.
Say hello, Georgie. Get up, Ed. Was it something particular you were after, Cathy?
Oh, I don't want you to go to any trouble when you've got your hands full.
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, you tell me what you were after then, and I'll put it to one side when I get back, if that's any use.
Oh, that'd be great. Have you got any of those cartons of fresh soup?
Oh, yeah, but I'd have to check which ones. Why don't you give me a call later? Oh,
be smashing, thanks. I'll see you. Oh, and have a good trip, Ed.
Cheers.
Ed, can I do the same for you?
No, it's okay. I'll come back this afternoon.
Oh, all right. Now, Georgie, you just go down there for a second. Let me look at the shop, eh? There, now stay there. There's a good boy. Oh, George!
Hold on, I'll get him. Hey, George, come here.
Oh. Mama!
There you go. Come on.
Mama.
You're not hurt. Mama. Ticklish, eh? Ticklish, George.
Oh, you silly Billy, aren't you?
There you go. You go back to Nana.
Thanks. Oh, come here, you. Oh, what a lovely smile for Uncle Ed.
You on a bike?
Me, Elizabeth Pargeter. Luckily, Edgar had swathed it in plastic, so it didn't need much more than the tyres pumping up and a bit of oil.
Where did you get to?
Well, we tried out the cycle trail here. Came back absolutely caked in mud, of course.
I can imagine.
But it was great fun, Cathy.
And will you keep your bike out of mothballs now?
Yes, I think I will.
Good for you.
Just don't ask me to swap it for the car, though. I mean, choosing between indulgence and ideals, I'd take the comfy seat every time.
Me too. What's Nigel's secret?
Oh, I wish I knew.
You have to admire him.
Yes, I do. Oh, these biscuits are new.
I thought I'd at least try a few new lines.
Cathy, I know you must be disappointed.
I know, it's not a priority. Could we at least set a date to look at my plans again?
Well, perhaps towards the end of the season.
All right.
Now, I came in with a message from the IT conference coordinator. Apparently, they've just discovered it's the keynote speaker's 50th.
What do they want?
Can we serve a birthday cake for 25 with afternoon tea on Friday?
Oh, leave it with me.
Thank you.
Lizzie, have you seen how far Ed has got today?
Yes, I know.
Hi, Nigel.
Oh, hi. I'm going to take the fence down with Titcomb.
Good.
Yeah, it's really starting to take shape.
Could you just make sure Eddie doesn't leave the digger in the car park tonight, though?
Ah.
It won't make a very good impression when the delegates arrive first thing. And we'll need the space.
I'll give him a call now and get him to come back.
Hold your hand, Fallon.
Oh, hi, Ed. What, have you got time?
I've got an hour or so before milking, yeah.
Cool. Well, you can put those beers in the chiller for me, if you like.
Yeah, no problem.
So how's it going?
Great. I'm really looking forward to Thursday.
Oh, you also went nice, you and Kev?
Yeah, he's taking me out for a meal.
Yeah?
Grey Gables, to the bistro. It's to make up for Friday.
Why, what's Friday?
Oh, you know, it's a cricket club dinner.
Oh, right, yeah.
What, aren't Clary and Eddie going?
No, who isn't?
I'm working so Mum and Sid can go.
Oh, never mind, I'll keep you company.
I was going to go out with Helen tomorrow night into Borchester. We're having a girls' night out.
Is she ready for that?
That's what I was thinking. I feel a bit guilty. Should go, really, I suppose, and be supportive.
Well, who else is going?
Kirsty and Brenda.
Well, they'll look after her.
To be honest, I can't afford to go out too many times in the week.
Well, and you'd rather go out with Kev at the weekend, yeah?
Brenda can't talk about anything apart from cushions and carpets.
What, have her and Tom found anywhere yet?
Well, they went to have a look around a cottage at Home Farm yesterday. The Nest, it's called.
Very cosy.
Well, it needs decorating, she said, but I bet they go for it.
That'd be handy for Tom, though.
Yeah. And she doesn't want to move too far away from Willow Farm.
Well, just for job, then, isn't it?
It'd be great to move out, wouldn't it? Have a place of your own.
Yeah, if only.
They're leaving us behind, Ed.
Well, I'm just going to have to find some posh rich bird like Chris Carter did. A kept man.
I heard they finished.
Yeah? Well, she was out of his league anyway.
Yeah, and didn't she know it?
That's not exactly like he's sport for choice round here, is he?
Well, he could go for somebody a bit less plastic.
Oh, I don't know. It's like walking on banana skins, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't have to be. I mean, look at me with Kev. Sometimes you meet somebody when you least expect it.
Yeah.
Listen, let me get you a coffee for helping you out.
Oh, yeah.
Any joy?
Fred, not. His mobile keeps going to voicemail, and there's no reply on the landline.
Oh, he'll be milking at Brookfield, won't he?
Oh, of course.
Well, that's put pay to shifting the digger. He won't be back this evening.
It'll just have to stay in the car park.
Oh, it looks so unsightly, though. The delegates will think the place is a building site.
I admit, it's not very good.
Look at it. People arriving will imagine there'll be all kinds of noise and disruption.
Well, why don't I move it?
You?
Yes.
I don't think you should.
I could do it.
No, you'd better leave it for Eddie.
But I'd been at practice last week. You didn't even realise it was me driving it at first.
I don't know.
I just drive it away from the car park, round the shop and out of sight. It wouldn't take 5 minutes. 5 minutes to get rid of a dreadful eyesore.
Oh, all right then.
Excellent. Whew. Look, why don't you go and get Lily and Freddie? They can watch Daddy driving a digger. They'll love it.
No showing off.
I'm not a child, is he? As I said, just round the corner and out of sight.
Do you want a top-up?
Oh, yeah, go on then. So who did you say Chris Carter was hitting on at this pony club thing?
She's called Stacey. Dazza knows her. She lives over him at Meadow Rise.
Oh, that's Stacey. Yeah, she's all right. She's pretty.
Well, anyway, stop changing the subject.
What do you mean?
You came in to talk, didn't you?
No, I was just passing.
What, on your way to Grange Farm? Come on, what's up?
Well, I picked George up this morning. He fell over outside the shop.
Oh, Ed.
And I held him in my arms and I tickled his tummy.
Did you?
Yeah. But he's got so heavy. He's so strong. I nearly let him go when he wriggled.
Oh.
You know, I've missed out on such a lot.
I know. But you're always going to be special to him, you know.
How? How can I be special to him if I hardly ever see him?
Well, you're his uncle. Of course you're special.
And I feel really bad about Mum as well.
Clary, why?
Well, she's had to miss out too. Hey, what with me, with everything that's happened. She should have been able to call on Emma and see George whenever she wanted, like any other grandma. But she has to wait for Will to bring him round.
Well, maybe now's the time to start doing something about it.
I don't know what, though. Susan and Neil would give a warmer welcome to a nest of cockroaches. And Will hates my guts. That's never going to change, is it?
Well, yeah, but that's up to you, isn't it? Well, okay, so you're never going to be his best friend, but you have to close the gap between you sometime. If you want to do something for your mum, do that.
Yeah, I know.
Things can't go on like this. I'm never going to get close to George again.
You'll just have to bite the bullet, Ed. Because the sooner you start mending things between you and Will, and you and the Carters, the better for everybody.
When's Daddy going to move the digger?
Any minute now, Lily. Come further back here, Freddy.
All right, everyone. Stand well back.
Why's the digging bus at the top?
It's called the bucket. It makes it easier to drive, I think.
He's going backwards.
He'll probably reverse past the shop and then turn and drive round to the back.
Come on, Dad! Keep going! That's it!
Nigel!
Dad, you're going the wrong way!
Sorry, Susan, what was that?
Oh, I said he's been home from work early every night this week. And he's been staying in his room with his music on.
Yeah, that's not like Christopher, is it?
No. He hasn't so much as mentioned Nature's now. That's a dead giveaway, isn't it? But I can't ask him out right if he's over.
No, of course not.
Oh, well, we'll find out soon enough. Just the two soups then, was it?
Yeah, the French onion and the asparagus. Lovely.
Right, they'll be here waiting for you.
Thanks.
Cathy?
I don't... Oh! Oh, my goodness! What on earth?
No!
Oh, good grief!
What's happening?
Kathy! Run!
Nigel! Nigel, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Hello!
Oh, dear! Oh, Nigel, what have you done?
And Edward's left half the clothes I put out for him on his bed.
I'm not surprised. He's been for 3 days, not 3 weeks.
I just thought he should be prepared.
Oh, what for, Clary? It's an agricultural show, not a cross-country expedition.
You never know.
Just because Paris is in France, don't mean it's going to be sunny.
I ain't stupid, Eddie. I meant for different occasions. They'll be eating out, won't they?
Oh, he knows what he's doing. You ready for work, then?
I need some flour if you want a steak and ale pie tonight. And before you ask, no, I ain't putting ale in it.
Hardly worth you going to the bother, then.
So can you stop off at the shop on the way, please?
Well, only if you and Susan don't get gassing.
Yeah.
I want to get straight over to Lower Loxley to see what state that twit Nigel's left me digger in.
Oh, don't mention the dreaded D word. My legs didn't stop shaking for an hour.
Hello, Cathy, how are you?
Hey. I know you had a row with Elizabeth, but getting Nigel to bump you off is a bit extreme.
It is.
It's okay, Clary. I'm fine, thanks. I was right over the other side of the shop when it happened, so I wasn't in any real danger.
Yeah, Nigel said he took a chunk out the wall when he rang up to apologise.
I don't know what happened. He just came charging at the shop like a demented dinosaur. His face through that cab window, it'll stay with me for a long time.
What did he do?
Hit the shuttle lever by accident, didn't he? Slammed it into forward gear. Then he couldn't find the brake because he was panicking and trying to lower the bucket at the same time, idiot.
Right. The digger isn't damaged, is it?
Oh, it better not be.
Oh, dear.
Take the notice of Mr. Grumpy.
I'm not grumpy. Just stressed. Especially since I ain't got a nice pint of Shires to look forward to at the end of a hard day's graft.
You just think how much good it's doing you.
Yeah, I keep telling him. And he's lost some weight. That beer belly's gone right down,
hey,
see?
Get off! Do you mind?
You keep at it, Eddie. Only a few weeks to go to Easter.
I've half a mind to give Alan the 50 quid now out of my own pocket and have done with it.
And lose all the sponsorship money I've been promised. Don't you dare. Right, are we ready?
Just let me get them bags of cement.
Well, I'd better get on. I want to have a look at the damage myself now the dust has settled. See you.
Yeah, bye, Cathy.
Morning.
Morning, Brian.
Oh, hello. On foot?
I'm off for a paper. I clear my head before my meeting this morning.
Don't blame you.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. You?
Oh, very well, thanks.
I heard as Tom and Brenda's renting one of your cottages.
The Nest, yes.
And they're going to decorate it themselves, Pat said.
Yes, for a small reduction in the rent. You know, that way the place is off Jenny's hands and they can decorate to their own taste.
Yeah.
Works out better all round.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Moving in next week, I believe.
So Mike said he's a bit sad Brenda's moving out.
And Ed was off to France with Oliver.
Kids, eh? Before you look round, they've grown up and gone.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
To give Nigel his due, he had a good go at this wall.
Yeah. When will I be able to get back in the shop?
We're going to have to shore all this up with timber first. I'll have to make it safe.
Yeah, of course.
Then the insurance bloke might want to see it.
Well, good point. I'll check with Elizabeth.
Oh, don't worry. I'll make certain it's waterproof before I finish today.
I'll have to commandeer Edgar Titcomb. I'll need to take all the perishables and store them in the kitchens.
Yes, good thing it's a quiet time of year.
Till Easter, which is why I suggested the shop refit now.
Bet your plan didn't include refitting the outside wall.
Hardly. But you might have thought so, judging from Elizabeth's response.
Oh, yeah?
All I wanted was to juggle things around and put a few new units in.
Morning, Cathy. Eddie.
Hi, Elizabeth.
All right?
Have you recovered, Cathy?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Nigel rang the insurance people first thing, and they'll be here tomorrow, hopefully.
Oh, good. This is a bit more disruption than my little refit would have caused.
Ah, well, perhaps we should have another look at your plans, Cathy.
Like this week, possibly?
Yes.
Look on the bright side. At least it'll be paid for by the insurance.
Yeah, there is that, I suppose.
Hey, are you sure she didn't slip Nigel a bung to get it done?
Oh, Nigel's quite capable of being an idiot without needing a financial incentive.
What did he get up to in a previous life?
Nothing less than murder, I should think. Have you had a look at the digger, Eddie?
Yeah, no damage.
Well, Nigel's very sorry.
So he said last night.
Look, he asked me to give you this.
£20?
Have some lunch on us.
Oh, cheers. Nice one.
Hallo, hier ist Siobhan Donovan. Falls Sie die Nummer haben, rufen Sie mich bitte zu Hause an oder hinterlassen Sie hier eine Nachricht und ich rufe dann zurück.
Ryan?
Oh, Eddie.
All right. What are you doing in the Three Tubs?
Well, I might ask the same of you.
Oh, I come in here a lot when I'm in this neck of the woods. You know, with decent beer, cracking steak and chips and great music to eat it, boy.
Yes. Well, thanks for the recommendation.
So, what about you there?
Been in a meeting all morning. Just wanted to get away from them for a while. You know how it is.
Boring, were they?
Very. Well, let me get you a drink.
Oh, cheers. In that case, since we're both hiding away from prying eyes, I'll let you buy me a pint of Shires.
I don't think you will.
Eh?
Come on, straight ahead, over the optics.
Sorry, you've lost me.
Look, look. Hanging behind the bar.
What?
Your mugshot, I believe.
Do not serve alcohol to this man. What?
They've heard about your pledge, Eddie, I'm sorry to say.
But who? I mean, who?
I asked the barmaid that very question when I came in.
Yes, but...
She said two young men, one with a Scottish...
With a Scottish... Oh, the rats, the bear of them.
They came in last week, asked her to put up the picture. As soon as she knew you were doing it for charity, she put it up straight away.
Well, betrayed by my own son. Just wait till he gets back from France. Oh, flipping heck.
How did you get on with Elizabeth?
Ah, she had to give in. She's even said there might be a bit extra to spend.
How, because of the insurance?
Yeah, I think that's what she meant. So I'm going to do a bit more research, see what other shops stock and how they're arranged.
Good for you.
I mean, I won't go mad, of course, but this is a real opportunity to create a space that people will enjoy visiting.
And spending money in.
Yeah, that's right. I've got some good ideas. I'm looking forward to putting them into practice.
Of course you are.
Anyway, have you heard from Ed yet?
Oh, just a quick call to say he got there all right.
Oh, good.
I told him not to use his credit up ringing me. I know he'd be okay. But anyway, I don't want to hold you up.
Oh, I just called to see if Caroline was in. I need some cream and Susan's run out.
Oh, is she not in then?
No. I thought she might be still at work, but since I was halfway here...
It's Mike you want, I'm afraid.
Don't worry, Clary.
Eddie's just here to do the milking to cover for Edward.
Well, it doesn't matter. I can easily pop over to Bridge Farm.
Yeah, Pat will sell us some.
By the way, how's Helen? I don't want to keep asking every time I see Pat. Sounds like I think she's some kind of invalid.
Oh, Pat wouldn't think that. No, but I do know what you mean.
Well, last time I spoke to her, she was a bit apprehensive.
Yeah, over Helen going to that club tonight.
Yeah, she thought it was too early for her to face somewhere she used to go with Ross.
She's just a bit worried as Helen might slip back, you know. But she had a good session with her counsellor this week, Pat said.
Oh, good. Fingers crossed then, eh? I'll see you later, Clary.
Yeah. Bye, Cathy.
Bye.
Right, now. Eddie?
Yeah?
Lola?
Clary, what are you doing here?
Oh, I got lift off Tom.
You should have just gone on.
Edward rang.
Did he?
Just to say they had a good flight. The hotel's nice.
Good.
They was going straight off to the show.
Oh, yeah.
And then tonight, they're staying on for a fondue evening.
Yeah?
To taste some of them cheeses.
Oh, right.
Eddie.
What do you want?
A lot of water's passed under the bridge since you was last milking here, eh?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, of course I am.
You don't look it.
I'm all right.
This is me you're talking to, Eddie Grundy.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, love.
You've come a long way since them days.
We have, and you know how proud I am of you.
Oh, yeah, Clary.
Well, of course I am. How hard you've worked to come back from where we was, bankrupt and homeless.
Yeah, I know.
And you've built a great business up from nothing, from scratch. Kept us all together through them bad times.
I know.
And we never stop and think, count our blessings, do we? I mean, look at our sons. At least William's got a job he loves, and our Edward's getting himself back on his feet. We've got a lovely little grandson.
Yeah, I know you're right.
Come on, then.
I know all that. I know we've turned a corner, but being here, in this yard, doing the milking, oh, inside, I'm still a farmer. I wish it was still ours.
Hello, Siobhan.
This is your office number, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right. No, everyone's out. How are you?
Fine.
Really? You sound tired.
I'm fine. It's just been a difficult day.
Sure.
They're all difficult days at the moment.
Why? Well, what's happening?
Nothing specific. Rory's just Rory. They're demanding at that age.
I can hear him in the background. What's he doing?
He's just got his toy cars.
Oh, look, put him on for a minute, would you?
Brian, I've just got him settled. So I can have a bit of time, you know, to make the supper.
Well, all right, never mind then.
He's been harder work than usual this week. He's not taken at all well to the new childminder.
What new childminder? What happened to the old one?
She got a better offer. So I had to let her go.
When?
Last month.
Well, who's this new one?
Her name's Mirka. She's Polish. Right. You saw her when you were here.
Did I?
Yes.
Well, anyway, why doesn't Rory like her?
Just because she's new. She's qualified and highly recommended. He'll get used to her.
Yes, but how long will that take?
Oh, Brian, what is this?
I just like to be kept in the loop when you make these big decisions, that's all.
You can't ask me to consult you about something like this.
Why not?
How could you judge if you're not here to hold the interviews?
All right, but you might at least discuss it with me.
Yeah, sometimes I have to make quick decisions. You can't expect me to let you know of every tiny move I make.
No, I know. That's not what I'm asking.
I just have to get on with it, you know? Day to day, and deal with whatever comes up. I can't keep ringing you. You know I can't.
No, I know.
Oh, no, listen. I'll have to go, Brian.
Yeah, all right. Look, give him a kiss from me.
Yeah, right. Bye.
Hi. Oh, dear.
I'll get this load up to Lakey Meadow, then I'll make a start on taking the pens down. Get up, go on.
Just seen Bert loitering with intent.
Ah, well, he's welcome to give me a hand with the pens, then, if he's at a loose end.
I'll tell him. But I think he's after getting Rufus out. He's got that faraway glint in his eye.
Yeah, I know the one. Makes you think of Mr. Toad.
I'm going to pop into Borchester and get your shoes healed for tomorrow night.
Oh, thanks.
Is there anything else you need while I'm there?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay. Oh, I nearly forgot. Mike rang this morning.
Oh, yeah? What do you want? Get up!
He's lining up volunteers to build the Maypole.
What, already? Good grief!
He wanted to know how you were fixed.
Well, I'll be glad to help, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But only if some of the others get involved, too.
Right.
And as long as it's not too big a commitment.
I'll call him back, then.
Well, I'll do it. You get off if you like.
Okay. Are you busy tonight?
After supper?
Yeah.
Don't think so, why?
I was thinking about the hedge project. I've been on the DEFRA website to check out the HLS, if you've got time to talk it over.
Yeah, fine.
Great. Hi, Alistair.
Hello.
Hiya. How's it going?
Oh, very well, thanks.
Did you get the cricket helmets?
I did. They're in the boot.
Oh, good stuff.
How's Shula doing with the tabletop sale?
Oh, not bad. Bookings are trickling in.
I'm sure word will soon get round.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. She's not worried.
And what about arrangements for tomorrow night?
Well, Shula and I thought we'd go a bit early, just to make sure everything's in order.
Sure it will be.
Oh, yeah, Roy will pull out all the stops. For this one, even more so.
Have you got your speech ready?
More or less. I'm going to keep it short and sweet.
Yeah, good idea. Hey, what about the plaque?
Ah, this is it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good.
Wow!
Oh, that looks great.
The Jack Woolley Pavilion. You'll be thrilled.
Well, let's hope so. I hope Peggy isn't too worried.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a special occasion.
Well, fingers crossed it goes off all right, eh?
What do you think of this one, Jack?
Oh, yes, very nice.
Oh, surely you've got lots of striped ties already, haven't you, Jack?
Have I, Peggy?
One or two, yes.
Oh, go for something more elegant. Let's see, something silk and Italian.
What's it for, Peggy?
We're going to the annual cricket club dinner.
Oh.
And it's in your honour.
Is it?
Now look, this one, for instance.
Oh, yes, very nice.
Oh, or this one, Jack.
Oh, yes, very nice.
You'll be the handsomest man at the dinner.
Dinner? Are you coming, Peggy?
Yes, I'll be there.
And I shall be glaring daggers across the dinner table at home, watching Matt savour his latest malt whiskey.
Adam will be there, so will Pat and Tony.
But we don't see them.
Pat came with a veg box this morning.
Oh.
She was in a very good mood.
Oh, good.
Helen went out with some friends last night, and she only had a couple of drinks.
She's sorting herself out, does Pat think?
It's early days yet.
Oh, poor love. Talking about drinks.
We'll buy this tie, then go to the coffee shop.
That wasn't quite what I had in mind.
I know what you had in mind.
But we're in Borchester, Mum. Who'd know?
You'd know. I'd know.
Mm. I'm very adept at hiding things from myself.
All the same.
Jennifer and Brian.
What about them?
At the winner.
No, dear.
Oh.
Jenny said Brian's in a very strange mood.
Now, what's the matter?
He didn't give details, but he's been trying to decide what to do long term with the farm when he retires.
Well, it's something he'll have to face sooner or later.
I caught the tail end of his phone call to Debbie the other day. I think he's up to his old tricks, you know, playing Debbie and Adam off against each other.
Oh, dear.
One of these days, his game playing will turn round and bite him on the backside.
That's a Jennifer's rented a cottage to Tom. He'll live in it with Brenda. Is that right?
Apparently.
I don't know. Doesn't seem to me like a proper commitment to each other.
You're behind the times, Mum. Oh, come on, Jack. You choose. Mm. This one or that. And then we'll go for a coffee.
This one. Are we going out, Peggy?
Yes, dear.
That'll be nice.
Me and Neil are really looking forward to tomorrow night. Do you, Ruth?
Definitely.
It's always a good night out.
Alistair showed us the plaque.
Oh, what's it like?
It'll look really good on the pavilion.
Oh, hang on, Ruth. This malt loaf's out of date. Do you want to get another? Sorry.
Well spotted, Susan.
Not that well. It shouldn't still be on the shelf.
I just bumped into Mike outside.
Oh, don't tell me. He was on about the milk.
No. Why?
One or two people have said it tasted funny, apparently.
Oh.
I hadn't noticed. But that's because I've been on skin for the past 2 weeks.
You're not on a diet, surely?
Just being careful to make sure I fit into my dress tomorrow. Oh, hello, Alistair.
Hi. Is this the dress for the dinner?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it is a special one. He's very well thought of, is Jack Woolley.
A christening his girlfriend coming?
He will, she won't.
Oh?
The split up?
Well, he finished with her. Too snobby.
Was she?
And she was from such a nice background. Just shows you should never judge a book by its cover. That's £5.42, please, Ruth.
You were sure they split up?
Of course I am. Finally got round to asking him about her. I was so worried. Didn't normally spend that much time at home. And he never mentioned her all week, not once.
No, well, that's strange.
So what was Christopher saying about her?
He was talking about taking her out.
Nisha?
No, that wasn't her name. Stacy, I think he said. She lives near Jazza.
Oh, great. From the sublime to the ridiculous.
Why? Who is she?
I've no idea. But if she lives in Meadow Rise, of all places, well... Hello, Lillian.
Afternoon, hi, Lillian. Everyone. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Bye, Lillian.
I'll,
bye, darling.
Just take this lemonade, please, Susan.
Oh, yeah, that's 96, please.
Oh, hang on. I don't want to give you a £20 note.
Can I help you, Lillian?
Yeah, poor Matt's been having a dreadful week, so I thought I'd get him a little something to cheer him up.
Oh, what sort of thing?
Chocolate.
Well, we've got quite a few different sorts.
Well, it was liqueurs I was after.
Oh, no.
What?
Here we are, Susan.
Thanks. Nice try, Lillian.
I'm sorry, darling. I've no idea what you mean.
They're not really for Matt, are they?
Well, I just said so, didn't I?
Yes, and I don't believe a word of it.
Oh, come on, darling. Have a heart. They're only chocolates.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to sell you so much as a wine gum until Easter Sunday, and that's final.
And she's a woman of her word.
Can't blame a girl for trying, can you?
Now, what you need to do if you're giving something up is get as far away from temptation as possible.
Yeah, well, that's not easy.
Then change your patterns.
What patterns?
Well, if you usually have a G&T at 6 o'clock, say, make sure you're out of the house and doing something different at that time of day. Something that will occupy your mind.
Such as?
Well, something in the open air, like riding or walking. Well... lecture over. I'll get back to work.
That all sounds like very sensible advice.
Bye, ladies.
Bye, Alistair. Who died and made him village elder? What does he think he knows about being forced to give up something you enjoy?
Will there be anything else?
Better have 20 of my usuals. Girl's got to have some pleasures in life.
Hi, Ruth.
Oh, hi. Just ordering that DVD for Ben.
Oh. Do you want to look at the HLS, then?
Just give us a sec.
Right.
OK. That's that done.
I brought this through.
Nice idea.
Thought it would go with the occasion.
Lovely, yeah. Right, I brought the Defra site up earlier. Here it is.
All right. So what does it all entail, then?
The first thing to say is that the HLS definitely covers new hedges.
Oh, that's great. So what do we have to do?
Well, it is more complicated than the ELS, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we have to do is a farm environment plan.
Okay.
We get a map with a personalised application form, and we map the various features on the land.
Such as?
Historical features, like buildings.
Yeah.
Wildlife, ancient trees, traditional orchards, that kind of thing.
Okay.
It'd be really interesting.
Oh, great.
We could maybe even get the kids involved.
It's a great idea.
Obviously, some of it's quite specialised. I have to get someone from FWAG to come over and help with the survey. I'll ring them tomorrow.
Okay. Well, let's get the pack and get started as soon as possible. If you want to.
I do.
I'll drink to that. Here you go.
Thanks. Thank you.
Jack? Jack? Is everything all right in there?
Peggy!
Whatever's the matter?
What's this?
Well, what is it? I can't see from here.
This.
Oh, must be one of your notes. What does it say?
It says cricket club dinner.
Yes.
When?
It's tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow? Why, you never... I don't know.
I did tell you.
No, you didn't.
I did, but it doesn't matter.
No, I didn't know. I found this. This told me.
Now, calm down, Jack. I wouldn't have let you forget. I would have reminded you.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's a nice surprise. They're going to make you an honorary lifetime member.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's an honour.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you coming, Peggy?
Yes, of course.
Who else?
It's only the Ambridge Cricket Club. You'll know everyone there.
Will I?
Pat and Tony will be there, and Adam, and David and Ruth.
Ah, but where is it?
Grey Gables.
Oh.
So don't worry about it. We'll have a lovely dinner, and we'll be spending the evening amongst friends.
Oh. I don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't think I'll go.
Well, everyone will be very disappointed if you don't.
Will they?
Yes, very.
No. I don't think I want to go. I'll be too tired.
You can't know that now.
I do.
We'll see how you feel tomorrow, shall we?
Oh, dear.
It would be a pity.
No, I don't think I'll go.
Right, that ought to do it.
Oh, Eddie, you can't wear brown shoes with a navy blue suit at the cricket club dinner.
I don't make remarks about your wardrobe, do I?
No, because you know what's good for you.
You finished that shirt yet?
Nearly.
It was work. What did Pat have to say?
Oh, she was in a really good mood.
Oh, Ellen behaving then?
Yeah, Pat reckons it's this kind of counselling she's doing. It's really helping.
Well, you've got to do whatever it takes.
Well, here's a shirt. Now, let's see the state of your suit.
Trousers are a bit creased.
Yeah, I can see. Well, pass us that clean tea towel to put over them.
Is there any ham left?
Don't be ruining your appetite.
Oh, there's a can of beer here.
Leave that alone. I got it for Edward.
I could just put a drop in some lemonade for a shandy.
You do no such thing.
Oh, my birthday's going to be a miserable one.
At least for the first time ever you'll remember it the day after.
You all right?
Edward, hello.
Hello, son. Had a good trip?
Oh, fantastic. You haven't heard anything from Mike, have you?
I've run your bath, Jack.
Oh, I'm looking for my pies.
You won't need your pyjamas.
For after my bath. Put them to warm.
But we're going out, dear.
Mm?
Look, that's why I've put out your suit and the new shirt and tie we bought yesterday.
Oh, yes, I can see.
We're going to Grey Gables, you remember?
Yes, I know.
I know you know.
Are we going to see Caroline?
It's the cricket club dinner, isn't it?
Yes. Are you coming, Peggy?
Yes, we're going together. Alice is going to make a presentation to you on behalf of the club.
Presentation?
They're giving you honorary life membership.
Are they?
We're going to have a lovely time.
No, I don't think so.
Now, Jack, you won't have to do or say anything special.
Won't I?
No, not at all. Just thank you.
Oh, when?
When Alistair makes the presentation. I'll be sitting by you and I'll tell you at the right moment.
No, I'm too tired, Peggy. We'll stay here. Watch the train.
I tell you what. Let's get ready. And when we get there, if you don't want to stay, we'll come straight back home. Now, how does that sound?
So, it's you, Shula, Sid and Jolene at the top table with Jack and Peggy.
Fine.
I'll do my speech, summing up the year's activities and so on, and then I'll introduce you.
I was in a bit of a quandary as what to say.
It's only your short-term memory that's a problem, isn't it? You can talk about things from years ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, just keep it brief, as we said. We need to make sure that he feels included.
Yes.
Well, he's in a place he knows with people he knows, so...
Evening.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Clary.
Mr. and Mrs. Willis here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're in the lobby.
Oh, very nice.
The room looks lovely, doesn't it?
Yeah. Roy's done Jack proud tonight.
Oh, he thought he was a guest.
He's getting changed in one of the staff rooms, Hayley said.
No, Shula.
She's picking up Marjorie Antrobus. Oh. How's your enforced abstinence going, Eddie?
Oh, don't ask.
Well, the bar's well stocked with non-alcoholic lager and the grape juice is on ice.
Oh, you're very amusing.
Do we need to frisk him for hidden miniatures, Clary?
He's doing very well, aren't you, Eddie?
I heard you were doing well with collecting sponsorship.
Yeah, and there's one or two I ain't asked yet who's coming tonight. Evening, everybody.
Oh, hello, Peggy. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Oh, it's good to see you, Jack.
Hello.
Oh, Jack, you're looking very well.
Yes.
That's a lovely tie, Jack.
Oh, yes.
I bet you can't wait to get cracking on that menu, eh?
We always look forward to eating at Grey Gables, don't we, Jack?
Yes.
Shall I show you to your table?
Oh, thank you, Ruth.
You and Peggy are at the top table.
No. I don't sit there.
I know that's not our usual table, Jack.
You're the guest of honour tonight, Jack, so...
No. Where's Caroline?
Look, let's just sit there until it's sorted out, eh, Jack?
Where's Caroline?
She's not on tonight.
Caroline will be along later. Now, come on.
If you sit there for now, I'll bring some drinks over.
Yes, thank you, David.
Sherry?
Oh, thank you, dear. Now, Jack. Oh, look at the table. What a lovely flower arrangement.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Phew. Oh, dear.
Mrs. Woolley will get him settled.
Look, if he's up to it, fine. But if not, well, we'll just have to play it by ear. And I know we can do it. So, look out, lords! Here we come!
I'm tired, Peggy. Can I go home?
Yes, Jack, in a little while.
And now to the highlight of the evening. So I'll hand you over to our team captain, Alistair Lloyd, to do the honours.
Thank you, David. And actually, that's the perfect handover, because the Ambridge Cricket Club wouldn't be where it is today without tonight's honoured guest. Jack Woolley has been a stalwart of this club for the last 25 years. His involvement began when, very generously, he paid half the cost of the new pavilion when we upped stumps from the village green to our current location.
I remember that, Peggy.
Good.
Life for the honorary president, however, wasn't always easy. Marjorie Antrobus thought the men-only annual dinner just wasn't cricket.
Yeah. I remember. I made Marjorie and Martha honorary men. They weren't happy.
Well, some might say you deserve recognition just for taking on Marjorie and Martha alone. Now, I'm sure the ladies here tonight are grateful to you for changing that rule. As I know they're grateful to you for installing showers in the pavilion. So, without further ado, I'd like to thank you for everything you've done for the Ambridge Cricket Club. And in presenting you with this signed bat, offer you honorary life membership. Thanks, David. Okay.
There you are, Jack. Congratulations.
Stand up, Jack, and say thank you.
Thank you.
And not only that, we're naming the pavilion the Jack Woolley Pavilion. And when this plaque is in place, we'd be honoured if you'd come and unveil it.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it, Peggy?
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please raise your glasses with me? To Mr. Jack Woolley.
Jack Woolley!
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's
sit
a jolly
now,
good
Jack.
Fellow.
Did I do all right?
And you so did very well, dear.
And so say all of us. And so...
See, it's signed by everyone on the team, Jack.
Oh, yes.
You and Peggy will have to hang it where everyone can admire it.
I'm sure we'll find the right place, won't we, Jack?
Yes.
Higgs is in reception, Mrs. Woolley.
Oh, thank you, Eddie.
Clary's bringing your coat through. Oh, here she is.
Eddie, could you help Mrs. Woolley on with her coat, please? I just want to knit to the ladies before Edward gets here.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Have you enjoyed yourself tonight, Mrs. Woolley? Yes, I've had a lovely evening, thank you.
Oh, good.
Here we go. And Mr. Woolley's had a good time, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
How's your Lillian doing with her pledge, eh? I bet she's struggling.
I don't suppose either of you are finding it too easy.
Go on. Who would your money be on if you were a betting woman?
Oh, I don't know. Both my daughters have a very stubborn streak when they want something. Wouldn't do to underestimate her.
It's not going to be easy for me on my birthday.
Oh, when's that?
Thursday. My first dry birthday since I was a nipper.
It's a pity it's not on a Sunday.
What was that?
Because you're allowed to break your Lenten fast on Sundays.
Oh, yeah?
It's traditional, yes.
That's interesting.
Well, what Shula said is that it's a kind of indoor car boot sale.
It's the fundraising committee's next thing.
You see, people pay for the pitch, Jack, and then they can sell what they like. The committee makes the money on the tables and on refreshments.
Are you ready to go, Jack?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, everyone, for a lovely evening.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. We'll let you know in good time when the plaque's ready for unveiling.
All right. Well, good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.
Good night,
good
night, night Jack.
Good night, night, everyone. Night, Jack. Good night. Thank you.
So, well, onward and upward, eh?
Yeah.
Jill's offered to help with the refreshments at the tabletop sale.
Oh, great.
Are you going to come?
Well, I think we've got enough of our own tap without buying anyone else's, thanks.
David!
Just don't let your sister hear you say that. Speaking of whom, I better go and prize her away from Hayley.
Right.
I think we'd better be on our way.
Okay, bye.
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 Well, tonight went off really well, didn't it?
Yeah. Peggy's really got her hands full, though, hasn't she?
Have you fastened your seatbelt, Jack?
Huh? Where...
There it is. Click it in there. Thank you, Hicks. Ah, that was a lovely evening, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. Look at my, these.
Yes. Must have taken Sid quite a while to get all those signatures.
Oh, and the plate.
The plaque, yes. What a lovely gesture. We'll be able to see it every time we go to watch a game.
Yes.
Aren't you glad we came now?
Oh, yes. Shame Jennifer and Lillian couldn't come to my birthday.
Yes, dear.
I think it's checking out time, folks.
Oh, I'm glad it's Saturday tomorrow.
Will you get a lie-in?
Chance a bit of fine thing.
What, you mean Eddie doesn't bring you breakfast in bed?
No fear, she won't get used to it.
Oh, come on, Dad, you ready?
Hi, Ed. Had a good time at Seema?
That was brilliant, thanks. And I went over to see Mike.
Yeah?
He's not had any more complaints.
I knew Dad'd be right.
We ought to make tracks, hey, love?
I suppose so. It's been a lovely evening.
Anybody fancy one for the road?
Oh, no, I'll pass, thanks.
David?
None of it's what you've been on all night, no.
It's gorgeous, that juice. You can tell it was freshly squeezed.
Oh, yeah, can you tell the vintage as well?
Oh, well, you lot may laugh.
They are, Dad.
But Sunday lunchtime, I'll be having the last laugh.
Oh, yeah, how's that then?
Because I'll be beating you up to the bar for my first pint in ages.
Aye?
Oh, Dad, you're not giving it up, are you?
Well, I'll call Lillian, shall I? Tell her you've conceded.
Ah, but I haven't. Peggy Woolley told me you can have a day off on Sundays. Didn't know that, did you?
You just made that up, Eddie Grundy.
If you don't believe me, you've got all day to check it out with Mrs. Woolley. Be my guest.
Now, hang on a minute, Eddie. Did she really say that?
I said you check with her.
Well, that might be traditional, but as far as I'm concerned, if you're giving up alcohol for Lent, you do it properly. You are on the wagon to Easter Day, Eddie Grundy, and I'll make sure of it.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.